That's right.
Get over it. Say if you walked into the kitchen and something made a good impression on your nostrils, you'd tell somebody else just that.
Just me.
Okay. And you might say, this is an imitation maple syrup. This is, to me, you might say it's real. You say, this is genuine
good syrup.
Okay. And do you remember when they used to sell sugar, when they'd sell it, let's see that. That may be in your way there. When they'd sell it, they didn't sell it in packages, but they sold it out of the barrel.
Loose.
Okay. You remember that?
I remember. Sure do.
They don't make those barrels anymore, do they?
I don't think they do. You can't hardly buy one now. You could buy flour, in barrels. You cannot buy them now. They just don't stock it no more.
How much is the most flour you can buy?
Well, what they call, you buy a 50 pound.
Just a 50 pound sack?
Ideal, you get two sacks. Yeah. Sometimes they have it in the 50 pound.
How would they, if you leave a sack of flour open, these weevils will get in it? How would they do that in the barrel? How would they keep things from getting in it?
Well, generally, if you're going to buy that much, you automatically got a barrel. And you empty, pour it in your barrel. Well, now, it's okay in the winter, but now it won't last too long in the summer. Because bugs, worms get in it quick in the summer.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Nothing you can do about it. You just have to buy less flour. You can't buy as much.
Yeah. Do you ever hear another expression for that? Do you ever hear it say you're buying it in? Do you ever hear in bulk or bulk?
Well, there's a way to say the merchant do. They buy it in a book.
That means like 100.
They buy several hundreds. See, they get 25 pound sacks. And it's untelling how many they'll buy them. Well, generally run most of the peoples, they'll buy a 25 pound sack of flour. And they can use that through the summer before one bug get in it. And just according to the family, some have a large family and some have a small family. Well, it's just according to the family where you buy a big lot or not.
What would you have on the table to season your food with? What you'd shake on the food?
Salt.
Okay. What else?
Pepper salt.
Okay. What about something you could have to spread on toast or biscuits?
Well, butter.
Or something that's sweet.
Jelly.
Okay. And say if there was a bowl of apples and a child wanted one, he'd tell you.
Wants an apple.
Okay. And say if you had a lot of peach trees, you'd say you had a peach
orchard.
Okay. And you might ask someone if that's his orchard, and he'd say, no, I'm just a neighbor. And he'd point to someone else and say, he's the man.
His orchard.
Okay. You say, when I was a child, my father was poor, but next door was a child.
Was rich.
Okay. But talking about his father being rich,